RNZ Pacific, hello Olgeta, I'm Moira Tuile Epitela with the news. The head of Maritime in Solomon Islands says the New Year's Day boating tragedy could have been avoided if basic safety measures were followed. A boat carrying 14 people, including 9 children, left Giza for the Shortland Islands but failed to reach their destination. The body of a woman was found near Zenor Island on January the 4th, about 100 kilometres from the Shortlands, but 13 other passengers remain missing. Terry Neville says images circulating on social media that show passengers were not wearing life jackets are concerning.
We understand that the boat was overloaded with 14 people plus some cargo and cement, a drum of fuel, a coffin, and we believe that the boat capsized because of the overloading.
Terry Neville says police are working with the families of those missing. Tonga's King has pressed the incoming government in his opening address to Parliament. King Tupou VI says the focus of the year ahead needs to be on the kingdom's fight against illegal drugs, as well as keeping Tonga COVID-free. Speaking via live stream from his residence on the island of Ewa, King Tupou says the challenge for the duration of the government's next term is clear. His words have been translated.
COVID-19 is still a serious and immediate risk to all citizens, just as illegal drugs are still an ongoing risk to the population, but especially to our children.
The King congratulated the incoming Prime Minister, Sir Ose Sovaleni, as well as all parliamentarians on the successful completion and peaceful transition of power leading to the opening of Parliament this year. 5 more people have died from COVID-19 in Fiji as the country reels from the devastating floods caused by Tropical Cyclone Kodi. The storm left one man dead and widespread damage in the western division as thousands of people fled their homes. The government has also confirmed 461 new cases of both the Delta and Omicron variants in the community. This brings the total number of active cases in isolation to nearly 5,000. Fiji's Health Secretary, Dr. James Fong, says the 5 victims were aged between 52 and 75, with all but one of them fully vaccinated. New Caledonia's health authorities say half of COVID-19 infections are now of the Omicron variant, which was detected for the first time in the middle of last week. They say 11 positive results were returned over the past 3 days, with the analysis showing that Omicron has had local transmission. Some of the cases now concern people who have had no contact with travellers who imported the virus. Fearing a spike in the pandemic, anybody who recently attended any gatherings outside their families is encouraged to have a test. New Caledonia had a sharp surge of the Delta variant in September, which killed more than 280 people. There has been a surge in COVID-19 cases in French Polynesia, with 179 new cases reported over the last 5 days. According to the government, 72 cases were detected in people coming off international flights, while the remaining 102 cases are local infections. The latest figures, which include the Omicron variant, concern people mainly in the Society Islands and in the Marquesas. The government has continued the weekend's vaccination drive at the Presidential Palace into this week. Over the weekend, a total of 4,600 jabs were administered, bringing the vaccination rates for those over the age of 12 to almost 73%. It's emerged the US Federal Aviation Administration instructed airports on the West Coast to halt departures minutes after confirmation that North Korea had launched another ballistic missile. An official, without referring to the launch, says the shutdown lasted for less than 15 minutes. The second test launch in a week by nuclear-armed North Korea is believed to have plunged into the sea east of the Korean Peninsula after flying 700 kilometres. President Joe Biden will make a key address in the U.S. state of Georgia, expressing his support of voting rights reforms. He told reporters it will be a defining moment for American democracy. President Biden's expected to support an end to long-standing filibuster rules, which allow members of the Senate to keep talking until legislation runs out of time. The BBC's Gary O'Donoghue has more.
This is a huge priority for a lot of people in the Democratic Party and Democratic voters. They believe that there's a process going on across the country of Republican states instituting new laws, making it harder and harder for people to vote, and particularly people of colour to vote. And they believe it's unpicking the whole kind of progress that was made in the 1960s with the voting rights legislation then, and really taking parts of the country back to a form of Jim Crow. That's as strong as some people are putting this, that is creating a two-tier system.
A warmer climate could impact on New Zealand's finances, with hotter weather linked to lower gross domestic product. NIWA announced 2021 was the country's hottest year. Dr. Nick Craddock-Henry from Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research says exaggerated climate patterns have had an impact on bottom lines.
There's been work, for example, that's linked El Nino cycles to GDP in New Zealand. Our GDP kind of rises and falls in line with El Nino simply because milk production, it was strongly affected by these weather patterns, and if there was a drought, of course, milk production declined, and in turn, GDP was adversely affected.
The nationwide average temperature was 13.6 degrees, 0.95 degrees above the annual average set between 1981 and 2010. To sport, Ross Taylor claimed the last Bangladesh wicket in his final act in Test cricket to seal New Zealand's series levelling victory in the second and final match in Christchurch. New Zealand enforced the follow-on day three after bowling Bangladesh out for 126 in their first innings. The visitors reached 278 for nine in day's final session before part-time spinner Taylor, who has now retired from Test, took the last Bangladesh wicket to complete the victory by an innings and 117 runs. The series was shared 1-1 after Bangladesh's historic upset in the first match. US Open champion Emma Raducanu has been knocked out of the Sydney Tennis Classic, with the British star beaten in straight sets by ninth seed Elena Rybakina. And Dutch athletes competing in next month's Beijing Winter Olympics will reportedly need to leave their phones and laptops at home in an unprecedented move to avoid Chinese espionage. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.